Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS, and we're here now with Norwalk senior girls tennis players. It's the doubles team of...
Hi, I'm Grace Steamer.
And I'm Tessa Livingston.
And Grace and Tessa, today we're at the Little Hawkeye Conference meet in Pella, and they got second place in Flight 1 doubles. Girls, how did it feel to get that runner-up finish?
It was really good. I didn't really know what to expect going into this. I didn't play here last year, and I thought we did really well for... I mean, compared to the rest of the season, we really performed good today.
Yeah, I feel like we have been playing number two doubles the whole time, so playing against number one teams, you never really know what to expect, but I think we did better than expected.
But you have been playing together all season. Did you play together last year as well? Have you been playing together for a while?
Yeah, we played together most of the year last year. I mean, at the end, it kind of got the injuries and, like, stuff, yeah. But most of the time, yeah.
How do you guys feel that you complement each other out there in doubles?
Oh, I think we both really work good together. I think that our net play is really good, and I think we both just, like, know how each other works since we've been playing together for a while.
Yeah, I feel like when, like, one of us is having an off day, we do a good job of encouraging the other person and complimenting things. So if, like, she's doing really good at the net, then I know, like, to get her up to the net and I can stay back more. Or, like, going to the net together to, like, get strategy. I think that this works well.
How different is the mentality when you go from singles to doubles? Just the switch there. Is there a lot more strategy involved in doubles?
Yeah, because there's, I mean, typically the formation's like one girl up closer to the net and then there's one at like the baseline. And so, yeah, it's a lot harder to try and avoid the net girl because if you hit it at her, she'll just kind of hit it right back in your face. So it's a lot harder to avoid her and you have to like be a lot smarter and more strategic with your shots to do that.
I think that like just the singles and doubles strategy is just very different. So where doubles, you have to be more strategic on like placement. In singles, like you can either hit shots and that's how you get points, or it's like you have to just keep it in. And like just knowing which strategy is going to work better for you is just really different between singles and doubles.
Well, we'll take a look at how you did today. Your first two matches were, you had to go to third set super tiebreaker in both of them. You did win the tiebreakers pretty handily. So it was kind of up and down there, but how did you guys kind of come together mentally in those third set tiebreakers and get the wins?
We had done a lot of third set tiebreakers this season. We've had like two games where we haven't done tiebreakers in our doubles. But yeah, so we kind of know what we're doing. We just know that we have to get the first points in order to win those because, I mean, it is only the 10th. So it's kind of important that you get ahead early. And I think we did that really good today.
So you guys were pretty confident going into those probably.
Yeah, I felt like we like just know what we're doing and that it's just kind of like more of a comfort at this point just because I kind of know like if we lose the first one then we can still come back and win the second and third ones.
That's right, you've kind of been preparing for this all season long with all your third setters. So yeah. And then you ran into a really good Pella squad in the championship. You did get two or three games off of them in both sets, it looks like. How well did you feel you played in that match at the end?
Personally, it wasn't my best game. I don't really know. They were really aggressive with their ground strokes and they like knew how to hit shots and knew how to keep us on our toes, so it's really hard to return their ground strokes. And I think I was, honestly, it was just a long day. We had to get up really early, and so I think that kind of took a toll on me at least. And so, yeah, it wasn't my best game, but I did think we battled, I mean, to our fullest effort.
Yeah, I think we played pretty good from, like, after playing all day, and I don't think, like, we did bad, necessarily. I think, like, they just were really strong and very aggressive, like, at the net. And, yeah.
Okay, and the team gets second place as well today. How did that kind of meet your expectations going into the day?
Honestly, I thought we played amazing today. Anya got second, Katie got third, Julia and Sutton got fifth. And so I thought everyone overall did really good, and I thought that put us in a really good position to, you know, get second place. Pella's a really good team. They won every single, like, division. I don't know. They just have a lot of really, really talented players.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk seniors Grace Deemer and Tessa Livingston following their second place finish at conference tennis today. So now you're getting towards postseason. You've got individual singles and doubles coming up. You've got the team duels coming up. What do you want to get done here in this last stretch of your senior year?
I mean, obviously the end goal is to make the state as a team or, I mean, as a individual or doubles team. Last year we made it to, or 2 years in a row we made it to regional final. So I'm hoping that this year we can get it done. We have a tough bracket. We got a tough bracket or draw, but I think it'll be a good challenge for us, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Postseason, I think I just need to change my mentality, like make sure my mentality is just straight, like we can win and then we can do good and we don't have to go to three every time. That, like, just to have like a good mindset and just be positive about it.
Girls, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We're talking now with Norwalk boys tennis senior Adrian Bush, who teamed with Braylon Stockwell today for a third place finish at the Little Hawkeye Conference tournament in Norwalk. You were the third seed coming in and getting that third place. How did you feel like you played today?
Well, first, thank you for having me on. I've been listening to these for a while, so this is a lot of fun to have one for myself. I think, honestly, I was a little disappointed with it. We were the 3 seed, so, and we lost to the team that was the 2 seed in the regular season. So we knew it'd be a tough match today, but unfortunately they got us again in the semifinal. So that was a little unfortunate, but I was happy to be able to rally back and take that third place match.
Yeah, it was a team from Pella Christian there that you lost to in the semifinals, Boss and Minders. What did you feel like could go differently in this rematch with them today, and maybe in what areas did you fall short?
I think in the first match, we really struggled returning their serve. Their one player is a lefty, and he brings it from that left side. So we've been focusing on that a lot in practice. And I thought we improved a lot in that area, but maybe fell short in some other areas, especially volleying, that were better in the first match. So we just couldn't piece it all together.
And then in your other matches today, you really dominated in the first round, 6-1, 6-love. And then in that third place match, 6-1, 6-1. Really took care of business there. What was working well?
We were just being aggressive on our serve, serving and coming in a lot. And then we were turning, just hitting one good ball in and then trying to get to the net, because that's how you got to win points in doubles. It's usually the first team to the net, and that's where I like to be. So we were really getting aggressive with our movement and putting balls away.
You and Braylon have been teammates in doubles all season long in that number one double spot. How's that been going for you, playing with Braylon this year, and how do you guys complement each other well?
Yeah, it's good. I think he helps with a lot of things that I struggle with, especially he's really good on the forehand side, and he likes to say he's the best slammer on the team, so he's really good at putting those balls away at the net. And I think it's been a good year so far. We've had some bad matches, but a lot of success, especially earlier in the year. We played a tournament at Johnston, and there were some big schools there, Johnston, Waukee, and Ankeny, and we were able to win that. So that was probably our highlight of the year. But there's definitely been some ups and downs throughout, but we're excited for districts coming up next week.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk senior tennis player Adrian Bush on today's Lely Radio Sports page. And, you know, we'll talk about your singles season as well, but you are one of the rare only seniors, I guess, on this team this year. How have you kind of stepped things up with a new coach in there as well? You know, and led the way, kind of been a leader this year.
Yeah, it's been interesting to have a new coach, because a lot of times I feel like some of the guys know me more than they know her, just being in the program for a long time. So it's been a kind of both of us trying to set an example for the guys, and it's been a lot of fun just kind of being in a different role, because the last couple of years we had a big group of seniors. So this year, sort of being one of the only ones, there's definitely some pressure with that, but it's been a lot of fun to kind of take on that new role. And coach has been really good as well. She definitely knows what she's talking about, and she just brought something different to the team in terms of like what we're doing technically and all that. So it's been really good.
And you've moved up into that number one seed, that number one role in singles this year. I think your record right now is about 4-4 the last time I looked. How have you kind of relished that role, stepping up to be that number one guy this year?
Yeah, it's definitely something different, because I think tennis is unique from a lot of other sports, and that there's really no positions, and it's not a team. It's just your best player against their best player. So it's definitely some pressure, because you want to show that you're better than their guy. And that's been kind of new for me this year. I think there's been some matches where I really stepped up and played well, but definitely some I'd like to have back, especially there was an Urbandale match where I was up big in both sets and squandered that lead. So there's been some of that this year, some I wish I had back, but I've been happy with my level of play overall. Maybe could just finish out some matches better, and I'd have a lot stronger record.
Okay, and it's postseason time now. As you mentioned, next week you've got the singles and doubles district tournament on Wednesday in Norwalk, and I think the dual tournament starts later in the week. What are some things you want to get done here in May?
Yeah, definitely we're trying to qualify for state. I think our district draw, it's definitely going to be challenging, as it always is, to make a state tournament. But it's certainly in the cards, and it's going to take a hard week of practice. We got some things we need to work on, pretty much everything, to be honest. Everything has to get better if you want to reach that level. But I think me and Bray are excited for that challenge and really looking forward for the opportunity to try to make the state tournament.
Adrian, thank you so much for your time today on Radio Sports Page. Good luck to you in the postseason.
Yeah, thank you for having me.